Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For this day I've made you a fortified city. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Every temptation we have, every difficulty we have, is answered with this little passage. You know who Saint Jeremiah was. Remember, he's the weeping prophet, the one who everybody in the entirety of the kingdom hated. They hated him. From his very youth, he was called to be a prophet, didn't want to be, because he knew everybody would hate him. But God said, do it because I called you. And you will not be successful, but I called you. And they will hate you and try to take your life, but I've called you. That's the Christian life. Who of us here hasn't experienced that in very fierce ways, not just in the spiritual way, but also in our daily lives, with maybe even people with our families, people in our community? We felt that. But what our Lord wants us to focus on primarily is those enemies of the soul, which is every single sin, every temptation which can come against us. What it says here, our fear, is exactly what the Lord speaks here to Saint Jeremiah. He says, look, be a man, is what he's saying. Don't be crushed on account of this temptation which is coming against you. Doesn't it feel like every temptation, whatever it is, pick your pet sin, doesn't it feel like it's going to crush us if we don't give in? We don't have the strength to bear against it. So we feel like we're going to be crushed. And what our Lord says, don't be crushed against it as though I would allow you to be crushed in the first place. That's God's providential care. He won't. But we feel that he's going to, so we have to give in to that itch, whatever it is. God has already made us into a fortified city. Why would our Lord say that? Except that he has made a city within us. A city is where people gather and build something which is great and have a culture within. And what has been built up within us from the day of our baptism? Three persons come to dwell within us, do they not? Named Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so our very souls are a fortified city, fortified by Christ himself. A city which cannot be crushed, as though God would allow you to anyway. And so what he says to us is, they are going to fight against you. Whatever that temptation is, be it to anger, be it to lust, be it to gossip, be it to whatever it is that it feels like it's an itch which the walls are crushing, coming in and moving to crush you, yeah, they're going to fight against you, but they're not going to prevail over you. It's the promise of God. His promises are true. His assurances are solid. What he says is this: wait just a little longer, then I will appear. In the life of St. John the Baptist, whom we preach about today, he was locked up in a cell. He was what Jesus says, the greatest man born of woman. And here he was silenced, put away in a dark, dank place. Yet what did God do? God said, wait just a little while longer so that I can come to the fore. John the Baptist had to pass for Christ to enter into his fullness in his ministry on earth. It's the same with us. This is the key to overcoming every temptation through patience, patient endurance under that trial. Because if we wait just a little while longer, we're waiting for us to fade into the background and for the virtues of Christ, which are within us, to make themselves evident. Whatever temptation you feel like you're struggling with, put that moment into the chalice today. Ask our Lord to allow you to fade into the background and for him to come to the fore. Because just like he did for John the Baptist, which allowed the world to see salvation, so too he'll do in the very city of our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.